Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and those snowplow drivers that are once again doing a yeoman's job in the areas we told you about in the Truckers Report where it's snowing right now. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch .com. All right, over to Denise Simon we go. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, we just talked about this, but the tennis player that got booted out of Australia went where?
Home, Serbia.
Okay, when is he scheduled to play again, or don't we know?
Well, there's a lot of smaller tournaments outside of the Grand Slams, so it's, you know, up to he and his team to determine which ones he would necessarily play in. And the next Grand Slam after the Australian Open is the French, and the French have already kind of said no to him, but, you know, we shall see if that necessarily holds.
Okay.
And in the meantime, he's considering a lawsuit against Australia for $6 million.
Mm-hmm.
Based on how this whole thing played out. They didn't allow him to play because of him. They were terrified that other Australians or other people in country
mm-hmm.
Would kind of join in doing the same thing that he was trying to do, saying natural immunity is more effective than vaccines. Which, interestingly enough, is true, and it's so true that the CDC here in the United States finally came out yesterday with a formal statement saying that, yes, natural immunity is not only more effective than vaccines, but it's longer lasting.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Australia would care about what our CDC had to say, but... our own agency finally admitted it.
Uh-huh. Now, Fred down in Fort Lauderdale is chiming in saying, Captain and Denise, what do you want to bet that any invasion into Ukraine by the Russians is characterized by the media and the old Biden regime as a minor incursion? Probably just as well. We don't need to be involved over there at all.
Well, I think it's nuts. You know, there's a lot of things I agree with Tucker Carlson on, but I think he's very wrong on this one and has been very wrong for quite some time. consider what Russia has been doing, okay? Not just to the United States, but to several other countries. But here in the United States, they took down an airline, civilian airliner. Remember that several years ago?
Mm-hmm, I do.
No consequence. How many times have they buzzed our airspace? Countless times.
Yep.
Countless times. They took over a sovereign country, Crimea. No consequence.
Mm-hmm.
They have been at war with Ukraine for the last 7 years. People just don't understand that because nobody reports it.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been daily military hostilities going on between Russia and Crimea for 7 years, where in excess of 14,000 Ukrainians, both civilians and military, have been killed. No
mm-hmm.
consequence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, what did NATO do? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Biden comes in there and he approves the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which is giving a huge shot in the arm, no pun intended, to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And here's poor Ukraine that is trying to, with this new president, Zelensky, who's trying to you know, rehabilitate the country. And what does Biden say? Well, you know, minor incursion, and then we have to argue about what we would do and what we wouldn't do. What? There's no such thing as a minor incursion. So it's got Europe, European leaders, and members of NATO and Ukraine up in arms about what Biden had to say. Now, understand that we have been sending arms going all the way back to the Obama administration to Ukraine. And the last, one of the last things that came out during the Trump impeachment was that, well, we're supporting the Ukrainian military to defend themselves, but they really sent them blankets and you know, MREs. We have sent to them Javelin missiles, but we told them they couldn't use them.
Mm-hmm.
So just yesterday it was reported that the Brits, they're upset enough that they sent a battalion of Special Forces tank and anti-tank operations to Ukraine. So
mm-hmm.
the Brits are more aggressive than we are.
Okay, hold that thought. We do have special forces in country right now. We do, but they're training some of the military folks. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, I will tell you that if you've got a car, if you've got a truck, maybe you've got a motorcycle, maybe you've got an ATV or a boat, they can cover all of that. But where you really save the money is to put your homeowner's insurance on the policy with all those vehicles, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance. And you'll get a bundle package that will save you a bunch of money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. We've got Mel on the, or wait a minute, it's not Mel. Okay, we've got our buddy up in Wesley Chapel on the line here, so let me go to him real quick. Good morning, Elliot.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning, Denise. Hey, guys, look here. I want to run this by Denise right quick. You know, Captain, I think it's important as Americans for our military spy services to continue to monitor North Korea leader Kim Jong-un and his sister. Now, the reason why I feel that way is I am a person who do not believe he fires off various missiles, including the hypersonic, not necessarily to get attention, but to forewarn countries who they have hacked to back off or else. Now, look, America, North Korea is not broke. They have a team called the Hackers Army, and North Korea has stolen billions from 150 countries around the world. Now, according to North Korea, defectors and researchers They say that North Korea's cyber army is 7,000 per personnel strong, including support staffers who are divided into three teams. Just in 2016, North Korea attempted to steal $1 billion from Bangladesh National Bank. Now, the bank officials halted all but $81 million that went to North Korea. North Korea hackers are trained in the mountainous region that specialize in electronic warfare. North Korea has been connected to the Lazarus group of hackers. Now, experts around the world says North Korea is the leading bank robbers of our time. Last year, North Korea stole over $400 million in digital assets. They fire their missiles to show strength. And to warn those 150 countries, you better not mess with us or else. This is about warning your adversaries to not bring any aggression towards them. They stole $1.3 billion from banks around the world. Thanks, Captain. Have a great day.
All right. Well, we've talked about this on and off, Denise, for several years.
Yeah, we have. I've written about it for quite some time, too. North Korea really is broke. But whatever they have because they've stolen it. But we have the ability to be a lot more assertive, a lot more aggressive, keeping these rogue nations in check, including Russia. And we just don't. It's just fascinating to me that, imagine Ronald Reagan being some kind of an advisor in the White House right about now. Just
right.
About imagine.
Mm-hmm.
North Korea is certainly a problem, but we have an administration right now that is more concerned with the whole false notion that Americans selectively are not allowed to vote. So, we have domestic issues with our own administration that I would say, it's where they're concentrating and shouldn't be. But when it comes to Russia and Crimea, it's important also to understand that women have signed up over there, men over the age of 50, have signed up. They're all being trained. I mean, we're talking about to the point of trench warfare here.
Yeah.
So,
I saw the trenches.
Well.
No, I did. It was on TV last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think that's film. I don't think that's anything that's necessarily current because, they're sitting here kind of in the frozen tundra. But we've got Iran, Russia, and China that have all kind of decided that they wanted to be close friends. And for the third year in a row, they're holding their joint naval drill in the northern Indian Ocean today. So this administration, and I think Trump should have done it too, but, he was quietly very aggressive against Russia, but and not so much publicly. But Russia has attached itself to other rogue nations. Obviously, China is a rogue nation. Certainly, Iran is. But we should be embarrassing Russia on a world stage, and we're not doing that. And neither is NATO, any of the NATO members. And what is particularly fascinating is that we still want to see if we can have some kind of talks and relations with these countries. You have one conversation. This is the way it's going to be. I'm going to give you 30 days to clean up your act. Otherwise, we're finished with you. And finished means that we have a whole laundry list of things that we're going to do that are on the table that all they need to have is a signature, and least of which begins with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. The other thing is removing Russia from the SWIFT banking system, which would be huge.
Mm.
I would start getting rid of foreign diplomats that are in the United States, get them out of here, I would start seizing bank accounts. I mean, there's plenty that can be happening. But we have an administration that's just terrified of taking any kind of action. So this is where I certainly disagree with Tucker Carlson. And he goes, you know, Ukraine means nothing to us. Well, that's not particularly true. But even, let's say, if it is true, do we want to leave the stability and the equilibrium of the globe to countries like Norway or France? Because I don't. So, and I think Tucker forgets just what I said a minute ago. How many times has Russia done to the United States what Russia has done to the United States? Least of which is hacking. Least of which is buzzing our Air Force and, you know, flights that we have in and around Alaska. And they're not, and it's not just the United States that they're doing it to. So at some point, some of these leaders, Iran, China, and Russia, are going to have to be put in their place. And there's plenty of ways to do it if somebody has the guts to do so.
Yeah, I get you, and I totally understand what you're saying. Okay, Jen Psaki yesterday, of course, had to clarify Joe Biden's remarks, try to clean it up about the illegitimate election. I'm not so sure that she did a really good job doing that. What do you think?
Well, I don't think she did either. You know, Clyburn was interviewed on one of the shows, NBC, or it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But he was asked if he was concerned about having a legitimate election in 2022. And his answer, before she could really finish the question, was, absolutely I am. So, and yet, here you have Donald Trump, who was trying to say the same thing. We're concerned about getting rid of irregularities in all things election. Mm-hmm. So they're both saying the same thing. It's just that they're saying it for their own purposes and not for the purposes of the sanctity of the vote. So, you know, we've got more hypocrites in the party than we can even begin to identify.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be a lot of interesting things going on this weekend. By the way, before we have to part company, here comes the music. Who do you like in Sunday's game, the Rams or the Bucks?
I don't really have a dog in that hunt, but I will take the Bucks.
Okay, you're on. All right, Denise Simon, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great stuff she writes about, and we'll see what happens right after we come back from this break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is clarifying some comments that he made on Wednesday. He now is stressing that there will be consequences if Russian President Vladimir Putin moves his troops into Ukraine.
Any any assembled Russian units move across the Ukrainian border, that is an invasion. But it will be met with severe and coordinated economic response that I've discussed in detail with our allies.
These comments come just one day before Secretary of State Antony Blinken's meeting on Friday with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. They're hoping to diffuse tensions. Another winter storm is heading into parts of the southeast and mid-Atlantic. Forecasters say major travel disruptions along portions of Interstate 85 and 95 in Virginia and the Carolinas will be affected. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our Military and Veterans News, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with their two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they are after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. And thanks to everybody that participated yesterday with Bo Browning from National Aviation Academy. In the meantime, here is more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. Now, one of them is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa on this side of Tampa Bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of Tampa Bay. The second one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, you can call them up, ask to take the tour, and make your decision on where you want to go based on what you hear from the students, what you'll hear from the instructors, and what you'll hear from the money people. because you'll get a chance to meet all of them while you're at either campus. Now, their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And the phone number to call to set up an appointment for a tour at one of their two campuses is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Tell them you want to take the tour. Pick the campus you want to go to. And you'll be glad you did, because you'll find out what they do. You'll be able to talk to the students. You'll be able to talk to the instructors. And you'll also be able to set up a financial package, because if you're in the military and you've got educational benefits to be used, they'll help you with that. If you don't have any educational benefits, well, you'll get a student loan, regular student loan, and away you go. So there you go. Okay, here we go. The United States will send more troops to Eastern Europe and the NATO members there, including Poland or Romania, if Russian President Vladimir Putin moves forward with an invasion of the Ukraine. So says the Biden administration yesterday. So that's where we're at with that. No surprise. And today's unhardened, undisciplined hangers are easy targets for a new generation of Chinese weapons. Now, the Air Force is going to have to harden themselves in the Pacific and all the bases around the Pacific against missiles coming from China. That is a given, and we'll see where all of that goes. Also, a special office will review sexual assault charges, but there's no accountability for state leadership if they don't call them. This is the National Guard. They're going to have a sexual assault investigation unit, which will have limited power, but it'll have power nonetheless to go after some of these bad people. They're doing bad things. Now, U.S. Special Operations is starting to pressure the Ukraine amidst the threat of Russian invasions. Now, the U.S. special operators are continuing with a mission to build up an elite fighting force in the Ukraine. They're there right now training people. Even as the Russian possible invasion is scheduled, with thousands of troops, tanks, and military massed along the border, that's not going to stop the Green Berets that are there from doing their job. And I told you in my conversation with Denise that they were there. So that's confirmation of it right there. By the way, the New York Times obtained footage of the botched airstrike in Kabul that killed a family of 10 people killed, including 7 children. There is a lawsuit underway right now from the group that's representing the family that was taken out. We'll see what happens there. Also, to change one continent to another for a minute, South Korean health officials are pressuring the U.S. military to increase its COVID-19 mitigation measures after weeks of record high infection rates within the U.S. forces in Korea. Now, the U.S. military communities are seeing a steep rise in the coronavirus cases amidst a record-breaking number of infections across Germany, which health officials attribute to the highly transmissible Omicron variant. In the meantime, news coming out of England, we told you a little bit about it yesterday, but news coming out of England has ended all, underline the word all, of their COVID passports, their mask mandates, and their work restrictions. because everything has come back to normal, whatever normal might be in England, but it's certainly a whole heck of a lot better than what it's been in a long time. Now, this is Boris Johnson's government, and the COVID pass mandate for nightclubs and large events won't be renewed when it expires this month on the 26th of January. Also, from January 27th on, indoor mask wearing will no longer be compulsory anywhere in England. And, effective today, the requirement for secondary school pupils to wear masks during class and in communal areas has been lifted. The Department of Education updated their national guidance yesterday. And the health secretary in England also announced plans to ease the restrictions on care home visits with the traveling nurses that go to visit the houses and whatnot. Now, that brought forth roaring cheers from lawmakers in the Parliament and the House of Commons who were following Boris Johnson's comments about the masks. Everybody's happy about that. So there you go. And that's all good news because of what's happening out there. That's all good news. And it's about time we got some good news. Now, the military may take months to gauge 5G safety risks to aircraft as the commercial airline and telecommunications industries scramble to limit the potential safety risks to aircraft from a rollout of the new 5G networks. It may take months before the U.S. military has a handle on whether or how big the problem of this might be for their own planes. Again, we'll see where all of this goes. Now, President Joe Biden yesterday signed a national security memorandum that establishes metrics for improving the cybersecurity of national security systems. That could be interesting. We'll have to wait and see. In fact, that could be very interesting. And Joe Biden, when he did promise the additional troops and sanctions if Russia invades the Ukraine's, it may be all for naught. Because Vladimir Putin's going to do what Vladimir Putin is going to do, whether we like it or not. Whether NATO likes it or not. Whether the world likes it or not. And therein lies the problem. Okay, hang in there. We're coming right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will bring us right back. Meantime, Jeff is going to take us to break. Here we go.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I think I will take it right away. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski from the Watchdog on Wall Street show, is brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you feel the need for speed and you want a fancy-dancy vehicle and you'd like to have an SUV, you're going to love what Moss Acura has to offer. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is now better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard. Plus, some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Now, remember, your Moss Acura comes with the Moss Care package with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program, which means all active military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors, too, get a great deal on a vehicle at Moss Acura on North Florida, right next to Moss Nissan. And don't forget, their website is Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Go over there, check it out. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, the Watchdog on Wall Street is with us. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Morning.
I told you what California did, and they just got a reprieve from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on the California counties. There were two counties that were in California that violated the Second Amendment constitutional rights to keep and bear arms when they shut down all gun and all ammunition stores back in 2020 as non-essential businesses during the coronavirus pandemic. That has been ruled illegal.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of this, and you know, I find this interesting. There's been some stories out there in regards to people in Los Angeles in particular, normally liberals, that are buying guns somehow, and they're actually interviewing them. Is the stores are shut down? Can they buy them online? I mean, I don't know how that entire thing works because of all the crime that's taken place and people being followed back to their homes and being robbed. I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer at this point in time when it comes to people's liberties and the lengths that governments have gone, in particular local governments, to basically stamp on those liberties. And hopefully people start pushing back on this time.
Now, did you hear what the CDC had to say yesterday about herd immunity?
What about it? No, I didn't.
They're now recognizing the fact that herd immunity actually does work, and it may in fact be stronger than getting a vaccine shot.
Oh, yes, I did know this. I mean, there's no doubt about the fact that natural immunity is stronger. That was without question. I talk a lot about this stuff on my program because we've covered in depth since the beginning. You know, the problem with government is they're just not honest with people. You know, if they explained that, you know, these vaccines are not really vaccines, what they are is they're almost like taking, you know, Theraflu for some reason to give you a better outcome, rather than trying to tell people that, you know, that you're not going to get it. That's just not the case. They push this idea of breakthrough cases. That's absurd. You know, countless, everybody's gotten COVID for crying out loud, that's had vaccines with this Omicron thing. Mm-hmm. So you know, it's honesty is always the best policy, and we don't get that from the people in charge.
No, and by the way, when we have our conversations in the morning before you do your podcast, we're giving you show prep.
What's that? I'm sorry?
When we have our conversations in the morning like this, we're actually doing show prep for your show.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good, huh?
All right, it's always all the appearance you make, all the reading, all the stuff you do, you can always pick up on things.
Yep, we've done that for years. It's kind of like old hat right now. By the way, surprise, surprise, the FBI director, Christopher Wray, came out and said, well, the synagogue hostage-taking situation was actually an act of terrorism targeting the Jewish community. Where the hell? Why was this guy all over this to begin with? We knew it.
Listen, I have, and I'm, you know, I'm sorry, you might have some listeners that were part of the FBI. I have zero respect for the FBI. The FBI should have been disbanded, dismantled a long time ago. It's a completely corrupt organization, and we just see it in some of the court cases that have been overturned going back to the 1960s, for crying out loud. You know, the whole thing, J. Edgar Hoover, everything about that organization reeks to high heaven, and we see this stuff all the time, and the political animal that it has become, and it's getting worse instead of better. And the sooner you can dismantle the FBI, and I'll throw in the CIA too, and start all over, the better off we're going to all be.
Well, I don't believe it's the rank and file of the FBI that's creating the problem. I believe it's the hierarchy, which is where the political appointees are. They're the problem.
Well, I think that's, you know, obviously the part of any organization. You know, stuff stinks from the head down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's not going to change. It really isn't. I mean, the rank and file, they do what they're told. And unless they, you know, they you know, stand up to the people in charge of them, I guess they're part of the problem, too.
Now, I'm going to talk about this with Frank Silvato when he comes on in the next segment here. But are you aware of the Oath Keepers?
I've heard of them. I'm not, you know, that in depth. I know this is somewhat involved in the January 6th fiasco. So, I'm aware of the organization. I've heard of them, but I don't know really what they stand for.
Okay, well, they have two YouTube channels, and YouTube this week has deactivated both of those channels.
Yeah, YouTube, they deactivate a lot of crazy stuff. You know, they deactivated some of the stuff that Rand Paul put up there that was actually true. What was the reasoning behind it?
I don't know, but it was about the pandemic, and it was beneficial, I thought. I saw some of it. I thought it was beneficial.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it. Again, anything that has to do with the pandemic, YouTube and Facebook, all these things, they put up warnings, take things down, and they're wrong more often than not. So, again, you don't go to these places to actually get your information from.
Well, the Fed has kicked off debate on issuing its own digital currency. How's that going to work out?
Interesting. I talk about this when you get involved with cryptocurrencies and all this other stuff out there. The government doesn't like competition. And they don't. And again, you know, we are able to do the things that we do because we have the reserve currency of the world. That's why we're able to maintain a $31 trillion debt, national debt, and have interest rates as low as they are. They don't like competition. And any other governments don't as well. Yesterday, Russia said that they completely banned cryptocurrencies, made it illegal. There, the central bank did. So, and again, right now you're seeing cryptocurrencies, down 7-8% because of that. Governments, if they feel there's any sort of competition involved, they'll do away with stuff.
Okay, I wonder how this is going to work out. Hunter Biden and a former Biden aide have jointly invested in a Chinese company tied to the Communist Party. Wonderful.
I heard something about this. What does the company do exactly? Do you know?
I do not know. That's all I got about it so far. This is a report that came out overnight.
Huh. I'm curious. Chinese government's involved in a lot of companies that are here in the United States. I'm curious to see what this company exactly does. Again, we've got a lot of Americans that mess around with TikTok. That's Chinese company where
dangerous, very dangerous.
Follow you around everywhere. I mean, they know everything that's going on. There's been, Airbnb is partially owned by the Chinese, and they track everything. They can get people's phone numbers, everything that you do. The Chinese government gets use Airbnb. A lot of people don't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the New York City mayor, and I'll finish with this, invested his first paycheck into cryptocurrency.
Yeah, well, he's down 8%. That's the
Didn't work out too good, did it? All right, Chris, you have a great day. We'll talk to you on Monday.
You got it. Have a good one.
Thank you. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. It's his website. Go over there, check it out, see all the things he's up to, and I'll be right back with Frank Silvato.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.